Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on Mr. Eric Bruckman, date of birth 11/17/20. Oh, sorry. Date of procedure is 11/17/2023. And birthday for the patient is 5/1/1976. Procedure performed by Dr. Evgenia Golter, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Evgenia Golter, DO. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold snare polypectomies and colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and biopsies. Next line, indication, diarrhea, comma, screening, comma, GERD, comma, abdominal pain. Please write out screening for colon cancer. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as a possible missing lesion, such as malignancy, were all explained to the patient. Period. The patient was brought to endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service, monitored anesthesia care. Period. A well-lubricated Olympus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus, advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination was made of the duodenum, both second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus. Period. A retrosuction view was obtained. Cardio. Period. Air suction from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. Period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. Period. Digital rectal exam was normal. Period. A well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and complements with folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, and colon, pedic flexure, transverse colon, spinal flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum. Period. The TI was evaluated. Period. A retroflex view was obtained of the rectum. Period. Bowel preparation was excellent with a Boston bowel prep score of 9, 3-3-3. Period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings number one at upper endoscopy. Next line, the Z line appeared regular at 39 centimeters from the bite block. There was evidence of LA grade A ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, there was approximately 2 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Period. Please go back to the area where we talked about the LA grade A ulcerative esophagitis. Comma, biopsies were obtained in this area for histology. The line following sliding hiatal hernia, please state there were multiple subcentimeter polyps in the gastric body. 4 of the larger ones were sampled with cold snare polypectomy, and delete the end. Next line, gastric erythema, status post biopsies of the antrum and body for histology, and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, the terminal ileum appeared unremarkable. Biopsies were obtained for histology here. Next line, Boston bowel prep score was 9, 3-3-3 with an excellent prep. Next line, there was a approximately 6 millimeter descending colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, biopsies were obtained of the right transverse and left given the diarrhea and to rule out microscopic colitis and any other type of colitides. Next line, plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, continue PPI daily. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 5 years pending PATH. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.